1A today. Center pointer Banna and Davenport Assumption will start off the tourney at 10 o'clock this morning with the Class 1A. That'll be also going on at the same time as Bondurant, Farrar, and Columbus Catholic. They'll play at 10:15 this morning. Later this noon at St. Albert versus Union, while Dubuque-Wallert will play Bishop Heelan Catholic at 12:15 to close out the 1A first round. Class 2A gets underway this afternoon at 2 o'clock with Independence East Buchanan facing Cedar Rapids Xavier. Glenwood will play ADM Van Meter in a 2:15 contest. Then at 4 o'clock, Waverly Shellrock plays Waukee. And at 4:15, it's Sioux City East against Pleasant Valley. The evening set tonight has Class 3A first round play scheduled. At 6 o'clock, Bettendorf faces Dowling Catholic. At 6:15, it's Iowa City West versus Johnston. Then at 8 o'clock, West Des Moines Valley will face Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And Cedar Rapids Washington will play Ankeny in the late contest at 8:15 this evening. Those winners will all advance into the semifinal round tomorrow. The state championship games in all three classes are coming up on Saturday. In high school boys baseball play last night, it was Tri-Center beating Riverside 10-4, Orient Maxburg a 12-2 winner over Stanton, Trainer beat Missouri Valley 11-1, St. Albert 21-4 over Red Oak. It was Harlan outscoring Thomas Jefferson 23-5, Lewis Central beat Iowa City West 5-1, West Des Moines Valley over Lewis Central 18-8, Clark beat Corning 3-2, Boone over Carroll 6-2, Boyer Valley edging Whiting 3-2, it was Logan Magnolia 7-1 over West Monroe, and Panorama beating Madrid by a final of 15-4. Also last night, a girls' high school softball, Villisca, one-run winner over Adair Casey, 9-8 the final. Stanton beat Orient Maxburg 12-2. Trainer downing Missouri Valley 7-4. Corning 2-0 over Red Oak, while Sioux City East defeated Glenwood by a final of 4-3. In Major League Baseball last night, the Boston Red Sox have ridden their dominance of the New York Yankees right into first place in the American League East. David Ortiz hit one of three Boston homers to back Tim Wakefield, and the Red Sox routed New York 11-6 to take over first place in the AL East. The Red Sox have beaten the Yanks 7 of 8 times this year. The Yanks' Derek Jeter finished 1 for 5, moving him within 11 hits of the 3,000 mark for his career. In the rest of the American League, Baltimore nipped Oakland 3-2, handing the Athletics their 9th straight loss. Texas salvaged the finale of a 3-game set with Detroit 7-3. Adam Lind hit a grand slam, and Jason Nix added a 3-run homer to power the Toronto Blue Jays to a 9-8 win over Kansas City. Miguel Olivo drove in 3 runs, including a go-ahead 2-run double in the 10th as Seattle beat Chicago 7-4. A day after snapping a season-high 5-game losing streak, the AL-leading Indians were beaten by the club with the worst record in the majors. Ben Revere's RBI single with 2 outs in the top of the 10th inning lifted the Twins to a 3-2 win over Cleveland. The Tampa Bay Rays nipped the LA Angels also 4-3 in 10 innings last night. Over in the National League, Cole Hamels continued his mastery of the L.A. Dodgers, hurling the Philadelphia Phillies to a 2-0 win as Hamels struck out 9 in 8 strong innings. Ryan Howard hit his 13th homer. Freddie Freeman singled home the go-ahead run in the 10th inning as the Atlanta Braves beat the Florida Marlins 3-2. Troy Tulowitzki hit a 2-run double off closer Heath Bell with 1 out in the 9th inning as Colorado beat San Diego 5-3. Bud Norris took a no-hitter into the 7th inning and teamed with Mark Melancon on a 2-hitter in the St. Louis Cardinals 4-1 win in the Houston Astros 4-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. Niger Morgan drove in the winning run with 2 outs in the 9th, and Prince Fielder hit a couple of homers as the Brewers returned to their winning ways with a 7-6 come-from-behind win over the Mets. Andrew McCutchen led off the 12th with a homer, and the Pittsburgh Pirates reached the 500 mark with a 3-2 win over Arizona. Matt Cain fanned a season-high 11 in his first complete game of the season to help the Giants beat light-hitting Washington 3-1. Also in Cincinnati, the Reds were beaten by the Cubs 4-1. Carlos Pena and Aramis Ramirez homered consecutively for the Cubs as the win snapped an 8-game Chicago losing streak. A Nebraska assistant coach, Mark Colligan, died Wednesday while he was in Iowa for the NCAA Outdoor Track and Field Championships. The school said in a press release that the 47-year-old Colligan was found unresponsive in his hotel room in Des Moines early Wednesday afternoon. Colligan had been with the Huskers since 1987 and served as the program's throwing coach. Colligan, who won the Big 8 outdoor title in the shot put in 1986, coached 5 athletes who combined for 12 national titles. The Boston Bruins have tied up the Stanley Cup Finals at 2 games apiece with a 4-0 shutout of the Vancouver Canucks. Tim Thomas earned his 3rd shutout of the playoffs with 38 saves between the pipes for the revived Bruins, who were down 0-2 in that series. Rich Peverly scored twice. Michael Ryder and Brad Marchand each added second-period goals. After managing just two goals in the first two games of the series, the Bruins have erupted with a dozen goals in the past two lopsided victories on their home ice. Starting Canucks goalie Roberto Luongo was yanked in favor of Corey Schneider after the fourth goal. That series now heads back to Vancouver, Game 5, set for Friday night. With Dallas and Miami tied at two games apiece, the NBA Finals has effectively turned into a best-of-three affair, and the pivotal Game 5 is tonight in Dallas. Three straight games have been decided by 3 points or fewer, including Tuesday night's 86-83 win for the Mavs. That's the first time that's happened in the championship round since 1948. And while Dirk Nowitzki is cementing his reputation with his clutch play, LeBron James has come under increased scrutiny for being passive. Mavericks guard Deshaun Stevenson says the Heat forward checked out in the final minutes of Game 4 when James was held to a career playoff low 8 points. James admitted that he didn't play well in Game 4 and said he expects to play better the rest of the way. In football news, the Saskatchewan Roughriders have acquired the negotiating rights to former Ohio State quarterback Terrell Pryor, and they've spoken to Pryor about bringing him to the Canadian Football League. Pryor, a 3-year starter for the Buckeyes, announced on Tuesday that he was giving up his senior season while the NCAA looks into issues dealing with improper benefits and cars. Oklahoma coach Bob Stoops won't be laying claim to the BCS championship that Southern California won after beating the Sooners in the 2005 Orange Bowl, but had to vacate this week. Stoops said Wednesday night that the Sooners are not claiming any championships after the BCS stripped the Trojans of their national title for NCAA rules infractions involving Reggie Bush. Both sides met Wednesday for a second straight day in New York, with Judge Arthur Boylan joining NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and NFLPA Chief DeMaurice Smith. It was the second time this week that the sides got together. Last week they met twice near Chicago. Also on hand were five team owners and five players, and that's a critical component for reaching a new collective bargaining agreement. In another development, Judge Susan Nelson moved up a hearing for the league's motion to dismiss the players' antitrust suit from September 12th to August 29th. That's 9 days before the regular season is scheduled to begin. Michael Vick's advice for Plaxico Burress is to put his family ahead of football. The Philadelphia Eagles Pro Bowl quarterback says he hopes Burress uses him as an example in his return to the NFL. The former New York Giants receiver spent nearly 2 years in prison for a gun charge before being released on Monday. Vick made a remarkable comeback to the league after spending 18 months in federal prison for dogfighting charges. He led the Eagles to the NFC East title last season and was voted the Associated Press Comeback Player of the Year. And Animal Kingdom has been tabbed as an early 2-1 favorite in the 12-horse field that's entered for the Belmont Stakes this weekend. The Kentucky Derby winner will leave from the number 9 hole, which has produced only 4 Belmont winners since 1905. Nero is 4-1 on the morning line after skipping the second jewel of the Triple Crown. The Derby runner-up drew the number 6 post. Preakness winner Shackelford is listed at 9-2, and he'll be trying to become the first Belmont winner out of the number 12 post in Saturday's race. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.